now joining us is Dr. Leah McNeil with a one-minute tip. Good morning, Leah.
Good morning, ladies. How are you?
I love your health tips, so go ahead and tell us, what's the tip for today?
Well, the theme this month is kind of about sugar in our diet, blood sugar in our bodies, and how it affects us. So, but, you know, I realize sometimes I forget, a lot of people don't know what the different types of carbohydrates are.
Right.
The carbohydrates that are the sugars. In fact, I have a lot of people ask me, I'm like, oh, yeah, well, there's simple carbohydrates and complex carbohydrates. And the simple carbohydrates are the what I call the simple ones, like sugar and brown sugar and powdered sugar and all those kind of things that are, they're called simple because they break down so fast in our body. And another simple carbohydrate that I want to add real quick is potatoes. Because if you have a tablespoon of potato and a tablespoon of sugar, and you ate them both, which one of those two would cause the highest and fastest blood sugar rise?
I don't know.
I would think sugar.
You would think sugar, but it's potatoes.
Really?
Because
wow.
Potatoes are 100% glucose, and glucose is...
That's not good.
No, it's not. And it's sugar, white sugar specifically, is half fructose and half glucose, so it takes a little bit longer to cause a blood sugar rise, but still, I mean, it still does. But it's still considered a simple carbohydrate.
Wow.
A complex carbohydrate are the ones like whole grains, legumes, some vegetables, those kind of things. A lot of people that have diabetes will eat good complex carbohydrates and not have problems with their blood sugar. Same with people that have hypoglycemia. So they're both very different, and they both have different ways of breaking down in the body, but ultimately they end up with glucose. Glucose is the sugar that feeds our brains, our muscles, our tissues, so that's the one we ultimately need to work. But it's how fast it gets there is the key.
Well, that's very interesting.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, when I'm putting them on a diet of less than 100 grams of carbohydrate today, they're going, well, what does that mean? You know, what can I have? Because our typical amount that we have is 300 grams a day, and that's for, well, that's a very basic diet. But most of us around this time of year or around, you know, birthdays or Halloween or whatever, we eat a lot more than that. And where does sugar go when our brain says we have enough? It goes into fat. Our body converts it to fat. And so we store it. Our brain says, I have enough sugar. I don't need any more. Store the rest for later. So we store it.
That's not a good thing.
No, it's not a good thing.
So we want to stick with complex carbs, obviously.
Ideally, and of course, the blend of complex carbs with protein and fat is the best.
Right.
But when I do my show on blood sugar later this month, I'll kind of go into all that more. But that's, our carbohydrates.
Wonderful.
Thanks, Dr. Leah. How is Hawaii?
Oh, man, we're having a tropical storm. We've been having a tropical storm for several days.
Yeah, well, like we're having it here, too, so we feel your pain.
Hawaii wants to copy the Northwest because it's 40 to 60 mile an hour winds, floods, rain, but you guys don't have high surf. We have high surf.
I know. So grab that board and get out there.
Although, you know, it is 80 degrees, so I can
stay. Yeah, thanks a lot, Dr. Leah. Well, thank you for calling. We'll be looking forward to seeing you next week.
All right.
Thank you
thanks
so much.
Thanks a lot.